Indigenous people in Costa Rica are looking to have their history preserved. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Michelle Watts, faculty director and assistant professor in the School of Security and Global Studies at American Public University, explores the uncertain future of many of these groups and their sacred sites in their Central American homeland.
Costa Rica has been idealized as a mini Europe, a peaceful paradise. Often left out of the picture are the indigenous peoples. There are 8 recognized indigenous groups in Costa Rica with unique traditions. I interviewed representatives of human rights and indigenous groups to see how international norms translate into reality for the indigenous in Costa Rica. The indigenous are seeking more autonomy, cultural preservation, and rights to their lands. Their efforts are supported by important international conventions. However, current laws are only partially enforced, and a bill to improve enforcement has been pending approval in the Costa Rican legislature for over 20 years. Some indigenous groups in Costa Rica have designated territories, but sacred sites lie outside these areas. An example is the famous Arenal volcano, part of the Maleku ancestral lands. In some territories, violence has resulted when the indigenous have reclaimed land from non-indigenous estate holders. The United Nations has called attention to this violence and asked the Costa Rican government to do more to stop it. One community shows how culture can be revitalized. The Barucan language was considered extinct, but thanks to efforts by the tribe to revive it, it is now being taught in school and is no longer in danger of disappearing. Other groups are not so fortunate. Their culture and lands face an uncertain future. Nonetheless, grassroots efforts and international norms are building the foundation for indigenous groups to gain greater autonomy and preserve their cultural heritage.
That was Michelle Watts of the American Public University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Costa Rica, we got nothing to do. Yeah, where the nights ain't dark and the sun won't be.